these stories that come out of the sports world are completely bonkers. And Migs, you dropped a fun fact on Danny and I about how back in the 80s, the Chicago Cubs finally got lights on the stadium so that they could play night games. Before that, it had only been day games at Wrigley Field.
It's so crazy. And then when we were talking about that, we even got a text message. And I did not... I knew this, but I forgot about this because it's a little bit. I was just a little kid when this happened. But back in the 70s, when the Chicago White Sox were playing, they decided, someone texted in and said, I'll never forget the time in the 70s when the White Sox wore shorts as their uniforms for an actual baseball game. Have you ever seen that?
No. Is the crab meat out in full force?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Didn't look at these. Yeah. They got the Chicago White Sox
I would like to formally start a petition.
Also, their shirts have collars on them. This is a very strange look. They look like they're going to a Catholic high school.
Or like they're rugby players or something. It's so funny.
Yeah, I can understand why they decided to scrap that idea.
Well, you and I are going to have a couple folks on the phone here.
Okay.
Go through some of the more out there stories from the world of sports and see if our listeners know whether these actually happened or not.
All right.
206-803-ROCK. Let's get Old Man Kenny from Gig Harbor pulled up. Old Man Kenny.
Morning, guys. Hey, real quick, yesterday's show was incredible. You all were great. But speaking of sports, Migs, you were on your game yesterday. That was an incredible show.
Oh, would be Migs or just in general?
In general. You said
let's go.
Funny stuff, man.
Yeah, you did.
Finally.
It only took 20 years. Finally there. All right,
it
Kenny.
Was a great show.
Thank you, man. That means a lot. Let's put you to the test and see how well you know the weird, wild world of sports. Okay, the first one is a local one. We're titling it the Seattle Kings. Back in 1976, the Seattle Seahawks were almost called the Seattle Kings, but the NBA's Sacramento Kings threatened to sue, so they went with the Seahawks. Did that happen?
No, I can't believe that. The Kings, really? It'd be crazy, but okay, I said no.
No, you are correct. Although they were calling them the Seattle Kings before they made it official as a team. I guess they were referencing them as the Seattle Kings because of...
King Salmon?
King County.
Oh.
Although King Salmon's not a bad one. But then they put it to vote to fans. Then here's the interesting part. I was looking at some of the other names that were up. So obviously the fans voted for the Seahawks. But the other finalists, it feels like a Kraken... all over again because, well, the Kraken before the Kraken because one of the options was the Sockeyes. Also, the Mariners were considered as a team name. The Olympics and the Evergreens.
I think we got it right.
Yeah, I think we figured it out. All right, Kenny, let's do another one with you. This one's titled 10 Cent Beer Night. Back in 1974, the Cleveland Indians offered unlimited 10 cent beers. Problem was, fans got wasted, they fought players, and the Cleveland Indians had a forfeit.
Sounds about right for Cleveland.
You are correct. They had streakers, they had fights, they had chaos, and then they stopped doing 10-cent beers.
I can understand why.
Yes.
How about Colin from Maple Valley? Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
All right, Colin, let's try one on you. This one's titled The Pine Tar Meltdown. Back in 1983, George Brett hit a home run against the Yankees, but the umpires ruled it out because his bat had too much pine tar on it. He lost his mind. He had to be restrained from trying to fight the umpire. Did this really happen?
I'm going to say that one was true.
I'm going to feel old. I remember watching this game as a kid. It was so bad that they had to stop the game. It took like 3 weeks or almost a month before they finished that game because they were debating on whether or not it was okay for them to use that much pine tar.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's go with another one here for Colin. Colin, this one's called Fog in the Blackout Final. Back in the 1988 Stanley Cup Finals, a game in Boston was delayed because fog covered the ice. Then the power went out in the building, and the game was suspended and replayed.
I think that one is also true.
You are absolutely right. That happened. Again, I remember watching this one as a kid as well.
You are the elder statesman in this
room. I live these moments, Taryn Daly. Yeah, there was the Bruins taking on the Oilers, and you couldn't see the players on TV because it was the old Boston Garden, and it was like, I guess there was some power issues, some heat issues, and so the ice started like fogging up because it was melting.
Nightmare.
Yeah, they fixed that ever since then, though.
Well, good.
All right, let me give one for Taryn. Let's see if you can figure this one out. Are you ready?
Yes.
This one's called Disco Demolition Night. Back in 1979, the White Sox blew up disco records on the field during a promotion. It sparked a riot, and the game was forfeited.
I'm going to say that is not true.
Danny, what do you think?
I'm going to go false as well.
You are both Oh my God, Taryn.
Everyone loves disco.
Fans stormed the field. They tore up the grass. The second game of the doubleheader, they had to cancel it. And I believe it was all set up by our radio station.
That sounds accurate.
I think it was Rick Dees, the old, like, the legend in the world of radio. Like, he did this whole disco demolition night, and it didn't turn out how they hoped. Or it did. I mean, his name was all over the place because of it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. No bad PR. What's the saying?
No PR is bad PR.
There we go.